I would invite any children that are going to Children in Worship to come up for children's message. A lot of kids today. How are you guys doing today? Have a seat, plenty of room. Well, I mentioned a minute ago, and you probably could tell from some of the songs, that it is Christ the King Sunday. I think last year on Christ the King Sunday, in our little children's sermon, we talked about Christ being a king and the kind of king that he is. I thought we'd do a little bit different today and talk about one thing that is kind of important about Christ the King Sunday, that is that it is the last Sunday of the church year. Did you know that? I know you guys talk about that sometimes in Children in Worship. It's a little different than the end of the year with the other calendar, isn't it? Well, one of the ways that you can tell is when something different is happening in the church year is when the colors that are on the pulpit and on my stole, when those change, it means we're going to celebrate and look at and focus on a different part of Christ's life and ministry for that season. And so I thought I would show you the different colored stoles that I have, that these pretty stoles that Mrs. Miner made for me. And you guys, if we go back to last year, we'll go all the way through the year. We started last end of November, beginning of December. Does anybody know what season that is at the very beginning? No? The season right before Christmas? Advent? Advent? Does that sound familiar? Anybody know what color we use in Advent? Purple, that's right. We use purple. And then after Advent, I know you guys know what happens then. Christmas, that's right. What color do we use for Christmas? White, you're right, Aiden. And then after Christmas, we go back to green for a little bit, and Lent comes next. Anybody know what color is Lent? Close. Purple. And then what comes after Lent? What a lot of people, and myself included, think is the most important feast day of the year, Easter. That's right. And we go back to white. And then after Easter is another color that we only wear one day a year. Red. Do you know what day that is? Pentecost. Have you heard of Pentecost? Do you remember Pentecost when the tongues of fire appeared over the apostles' heads and the Holy Spirit? Pentecost is all about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit came, and that was what we call the birthday of the church. And then we go through the rest of the summer and all the way through now, about half the year, and we're in green. That's called the season after Pentecost, or ordinary time. So, didn't mean to make that a big lecture about the church calendar, but we got to look at some of the colors. And if you see a different color up there, you'll know that we're gonna look at a different part of Christ's life on that day. All right? Why don't we stand and have the congregation bless you. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.